Well, I suppose, you know, after this winter, we've seen the high prices of meal and feeding stuff for animals. It was recordly high, and especially at a time when the beef prices are so bad. And I suppose that is the killer. When you have high feed prices and bad beef prices, that just tells you where we're going. And at least farmers, whatever chance they have of making a penny, the chance of making nothing. I suppose what it involves now is, or what we're looking at is, the ingredients and the for the compound sector, they seem to have dropped significantly, and it's not being passed on to the farmer. And I suppose, you know, if you look at compounds, you know, this in the last 6 months, this from 15 euro to 90 euro a ton, the difference in the price as those compounds have come down. I suppose if you look at soybean, meal prices is down approximately 90 euro a ton. Dried barley is close down, I suppose, 30 euro a ton. Soya hulls is down 45 euro a ton to 50. And price for other fillers, like including deciduous grain, corn gluten, pan caramel, etc., they're all well back in the last few months. So I think what we want is for that price to be passed back in the meal price to farmers. We're not getting the price reduction that the compounders is getting on the compounds to make the meat. So we're not getting that. So I think that needs to be passed by the farmers, and it never was more needed than now, because, you know, every penny now counts, especially in the beef industry and especially for feeding cattle or weaning, whatever it is. That needs to be passed back to the farmer, because if it doesn't, you know, we're at breaking point, and that's good. The meal feeding prices could be the breaker and the difference between out of business completely and holding on by a slim margin.